fracking chemicals turn up in Pennsylvania groundwater. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A new study finds evidence that groundwater near a shale gas well in northeastern Pennsylvania was tainted by chemicals used in drilling and fracking for natural gas. Reed Fraser reports it's the first study to show these chemicals migrating through cracks in the ground.
The study confirmed what many environmentalists have long feared, that chemicals used in drilling activities could work their way underground into drinking water supplies. Sue Brantley is a geologist at Penn State and one of the authors of the study.
I think it's the first time that this kind of contamination in drinking water was identified and attributed to shale gas development, where it actually moved through the subsurface.
The paper was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The amount of contamination the authors found was small, but it traveled a long way, 1 to 3 kilometers. The scientists used a new technique that could detect chemical compounds in very small quantities.
There was one very specific compound in there, and that's a compound that's used to drill shale gas wells, but it's also often used to frack shale gas wells.
That chemical is 2BE, and according to the EPA, it's found in hundreds of products used by the fracking industry.
And we don't know whether that compound came from drilling or if it came from the fracking fluids.
Importantly, they don't think the chemical got in the groundwater from fracking itself. They have two basic theories. The company may have hit a fault while drilling the well, and the chemicals traveled more or less horizontally through the fault to the aquifer. Or it could have leaked out of a surface storage pit nearby. The data came from 3 families in Bradford County whose groundwater was polluted by wells drilled by Chesapeake Energy in 2010. Their water started bubbling, then turned muddy. In some cases, the water that came out of the wells was foaming. The State Department of Environmental Protection found methane in the drinking water and fined Chesapeake. The company settled with the families, buying them out of their houses in the process. But the families refused to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Enter the scientists. A hydrogeologist the families hired for their civil case brought the data to Brantley and her colleagues at Penn State. They detected chemicals at levels far below drinking water standards. But Brantley said what her team found was still alarming.
I don't think you would want to drink this water. I don't want to drink the water if for no other reason that it was foaming.
A spokesman for the Marcellus Shale Coalition says the industry's advanced through technological improvements and pointed out that the state has toughened well construction standards since those Chesapeake wells were drilled. Terry Engelder is a geologist at Penn State.
This is an example of one of many mistakes that industry made early on.
So would the new well standards in Pennsylvania have prevented this kind of thing from happening again? Engelder says,
maybe not. And the reason I say that is, of course, all wells are drilled as open holes. And you have to make the hole in the ground before you can put casing in and before you can put cement in. And I think it's the notion of the authors, and I concur with this, that whatever happened, happened during drilling through the water table.
Engelder says this kind of thing is exceedingly rare. He knows of only 3 events like it in the thousands of wells drilled in the Marcellus. But he says 3 is still too many. For the Environment Report, I'm Reed Fraser.
If you missed the show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for the Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.